Evangelical Christians had also hoped to spread their message during the Games. They see China as the last frontier. Very, very few of China's 1.3 billion people are Christians. But preaching's going to be tough. Chinese authorities are planning to strictly enforce the law against evangelizing. The World's Katie Clark reports.
China's constitution technically guarantees freedom of religion. Freedom when it comes to communist-ruled China, though, is a relative term. Here's an American missionary living in China who's featured in a video on YouTube.
In our country, it is legal to be a Christian. You can buy a Bible, you can study it, but the government does regulate a lot of the activities that Christians can do.
For one thing, Christians aren't allowed to evangelize. To protect his identity, this man's face has been blurred and he doesn't give his name. What he and many other Christian missionaries living in China are often left to do is to share their faith by example. That comes down to one-on-one conversations with Chinese they encounter, be it at their jobs, out shopping, or walking around their neighborhoods. Christians visiting the upcoming Beijing Olympics face the same constraints. Andrew Nathan is a China expert at Columbia University. He says it's unlikely missionaries will be able to get away with much else during the Games, no matter how discreet they try to be.
The Chinese are hyper-vigilant. The whole public security system has been mobilized to watch for anything. They're expecting all kinds of events to take place. So I think it's going to be an especially difficult time to do anything under the radar.
Missionary work surrounding the Olympics is nothing new. At past games, Christian groups routinely distributed religious booklets and music CDs, staged concerts, and even sent chaplains to the games along with sports teams. China's having none of that. But where some see state censorship, others see opportunity. Dan Britton is with a group called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. FCA works with coaches and athletes at all levels to spread the teachings of Jesus Christ through prayer and sport. Britton says in the 18 years he's been doing sports ministry, he's never been as excited as he is now about an Olympics and the possibilities Beijing presents.
The people that actually, I think, have the greatest voice and the greatest impact are the coaches and athletes themselves. And so when you take away all that extra distraction of the pamphlets, the distribution, the professionals, then you're allowed to see coaches and athletes rise up and be the light that God's called them to be.
Prominent evangelicals like Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, have been warning Christians not to go to China and preach outside approved channels. Carl Mueller says that's fine with him. Mueller is president of Open Doors USA. Open Doors provides money and resources to Christians around the world who are persecuted for their beliefs. Mueller says China's been of particular interest to his group.
In many ways, we have seen some positive developments from the Olympics coming to China. The publication of maybe 90,000 gospel booklets and Bibles for Olympic athletes, the recognition of the necessity for places of worship for athletes in the Olympic Village. However, the overarching concern for the treatment of Christians after the Olympics has actually been compounded by the cleansing of the Olympic cities of what the government might perceive to be disruptive elements of the Christian community being relocated forcibly outside of the city.
The human rights group Christian Solidarity Worldwide recently reported on what it termed a disturbing trend of increasing persecution of China's unregistered Christians in the run-up to the Olympics, and a level of expulsion of foreign Christians not seen since the 1950s. That may be overstating things. Still, many Western evangelicals have scaled back their plans for the Olympics because of tighter control over their activities in China. And it's not just Western Christians who are feeling the effects. A leading evangelical church in South Korea says Beijing's kicked out all its missionaries. Church officials were told they were welcome to return in September after the Olympics have left town. President Bush will likely give China's Christian community a boost this weekend. Mr. Bush plans to attend a church service in Beijing. Afterwards, he's expected to speak about the importance of religious freedom. Others say religious freedom in China is already blossoming.
I've made good friends at several high levels in China. I feel things are changing tremendously there.
Evangelist Luis Palau is author of A Friendly Dialogue Between an Atheist and a Christian. The book is based on conversations between Palau and Zhao Qijun, the vice chair of China's Foreign Affairs Committee. Palau says he's visited China more than 14 times in the past 8 years, and so far, no one's put any restrictions on what he's allowed to say there. On one visit, Palau says he spoke before a youth group with some 8,000 people in attendance. Palau says Chinese officials welcome him because he steers clear of politics. Still, his wish to hold an outdoor religious rally in China has yet to get the green light from his friends in the Chinese Communist Party.
I've always said to them, my dream is to see Tiananmen Square filled with a million Chinese, and I'm telling them about Jesus Christ. They usually giggle and say, Palau, you're going to have to be patient. It's not going to happen overnight.
And it's a safe bet it's not going to happen while Beijing's hosting the world's premier sporting event. For The World, this is Katie Clark.